And now we're catching up on the latest news out of Washington following Kevin McCarthy's announcement that he is withdrawing from the race to succeed John Boehner as Speaker of the House.
McCarthy made the unexpected announcement yesterday afternoon, said that he didn't think he was the right person to unite the party.
I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face. I'll stay on as majority leader. But the one thing I found in talking to everybody, if we are going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that.
Now Republicans are scrambling to find a new candidate, and many are asking Representative Paul Ryan from Wisconsin to step up to that plate.
We're joined now by Paul Singer, USA Today's Washington correspondent, who's been following this story. Paul, welcome back.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Well, I'm good. So Kevin McCarthy says, hey, we need a new face. Not clear who that face is going to be. Where did that leave Republicans? We heard stories of tears in the cloakroom.
I mean, I think it was a tremendous shock. I will tell you that we were all anticipating that he would get the easily get the majority of the Republican conference to support his nomination, and that's all he needed to get to the House floor for a vote. Now, the problem was that getting to the House floor for a vote, he needed to get 218, which is more than a majority of the Republican caucus. They have 247 members, but there was 30 or 40 conservatives who were refusing to vote for him, refusing to support him. And basically, he was going to be in this position of having to negotiate for support, and it was unclear that he would be able to get it anyway. And then this question was how much he was going to give up, how much was he willing to give away. And it just became untenable for him.
Now, we don't know what was going on in Kevin McCarthy's mind at this point. How big a role was that Freedom Caucus and the idea that he was going to have these negotiations, maybe give up some of the power of the speaker to be the speaker?
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, he was in a bit of a box. The Freedom Caucus was demanding, essentially, as you said, that he give up some of, they rewrite the rules of the House, basically, or at least the rules of the Republican Caucus, to give the committee chairman more power, to have more conservatives at the chairman posts in the committees, to get more votes on conservative measures that might be embarrassing or difficult for other members of the Republican caucus, you know, stuff that the speaker tries to avoid and doesn't want to do. Which the other choice that McCarthy would have had was to say, well, to heck with you guys, I'll just try and get 20 votes from the Democrats. And that would have been a very interesting and delicate dance. So, you know, it just made it untenable.
Having to get the votes from the Democrats is not a good way to kick off your term as Speaker and try to unify the Republican side of the House.
That's exactly right. And in fact, you know, this I will say this for this Freedom Caucus. I mean, this is the same reason that Mr. Boehner announced he was retiring. It was because they were going to call essentially a no-confidence vote. He thought he would easily win that vote, but again, it was going to be one of these things where they were going to have to scrap and arm twist and fight, and members would be forced to take difficult votes, and he didn't want to put them in that position.
Well, speaking of that Freedom Caucus, one member of the Wisconsin delegation, Reed Ribble, announced yesterday amidst all this that he's leaving the Freedom Caucus. He said he liked where they were on policy, didn't like where they were on leadership. Are they starting to get a bad name for themselves among a wider number of Republicans in Congress?
Yeah, Ribble is actually the second member of the caucus to quit in the past couple of weeks for basically the same reason, that they don't like the tactics. They are a little concerned that the Freedom Caucus is turning its guns on its own, basically. So now instead of attacking the Democrats and Obama, they are attacking, you know, the core of the Republican leadership, and they have left the party at the moment in swim mode. I mean, there's no way, no clear path forward, short of Paul Ryan, which is not yet a clear path forward.
Right. I mentioned Reed Ribble, but the Wisconsin congressman everybody's watching is Representative Paul Ryan. Here's Kevin McCarthy himself talking about Ryan.
Paul is looking at it, but it's his decision. If he decides to do it, he'd be an amazing speaker.
Now, Paul Ryan's been saying, nope, not going to do it, not going to do it. But we're hearing some insiders saying, yeah, he's thinking about it. So what are we watching for from Paul Ryan?
Well, at this point, the reports are that Ryan is going to go home for the weekend and talk it over with his family and try to figure out what to do. I mean, it's an interesting position he's in. There is, I think, no doubt that he would get the majority votes of the caucus. I think even a lot of the conservatives would support him, although some will still refuse to support him because he's too institutional. But he is sort of the white knight they are hoping for. The problem, of course, is that becoming the Speaker of the House and having to solve some of the institutional problems and to, you know, get the debt ceiling raised and possibly raise the spending caps that were agreed to a couple of years ago would alienate him with the Republican grassroots and crush any hope of a future political career in, like, oh, I don't know, running for the presidency. So it's a tough call for him, basically coming to the service of his party.
More coming up on Paul Ryan and the search for the next Speaker of the House. We've got Paul Singer with us from USA Today. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Paul Ryan, whether you like him or not, should he take the nod, be the Speaker of the House? What's in it for him? How it might it hurt him? What would you like to see come out of all of this? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with USA Today correspondent Paul Singer right now about the search for the next Speaker of the House. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Who should replace John Boehner? Not going to be Kevin McCarthy. A lot of people want it to be Paul Ryan. What do you think? 800-642-1234. We'll go to a caller. Kenneth is on the line with us in Janesville. Kenneth, hi.
Hello. You know, they were talking about getting someone from the outside. Was this their way? I mean, this was their chance to get rid of Donald Trump.
Kenneth, thanks a lot for bringing that up. Now, this is news to me, Paul. I didn't know this until today. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House legally. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Constitution creates the position. So it is the one constitutional position in the Congress. You know, it's set up that way. And it just says that the House shall choose its Speaker. It doesn't say anything about how it's required. And so, no, you don't have to be a member of Congress, but every Speaker has been.
Trump may be unlikely. Newt Gingrich, I understand, has said, hey, I'd be willing to take the gig again if you guys want me to.
Yeah, I'm not banking on either one of those. But, you know, there was a point yesterday afternoon when people in the House were voting on, you know, various measures. And so they're all sort of wandering around out there. And we were chasing them all down the hall. And they were telling us, well, you know, like 10 people came up to me and they're saying, hey, I'm running. Can I have your vote? So it's been pretty wide open. Who knows who they might get?
We're all preparing our resumes over here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, actually. I'm going for George Clooney, I think. I want a good-looking speaker.
All right. Yeah, that works. Well, another name that's thrown around for the next Speaker of the House is John Boehner. Maybe if they can't find somebody to replace him, he cancels that retirement for now. He's the caretaker guy until, I don't know what, the 2016 election?
Yeah, there's a bunch of possibilities. The first is, remember, that he said he's leaving at the end of the month, and he's scheduled a vote in the House for October 29th to vote for his replacement. He's canceled that vote for now because there's no real candidate from the Republican side. It is entirely possible that he sticks around a couple of weeks while this sorts out. It's possible he sticks around until the end of the year. I mean, who knows? It depends on how long they can get a deal to actually, continue this thing. I mean, part of the problem is that whoever is in that seat still has to figure out how to pass a debt ceiling measure at the beginning of November, pass a government spending bill in the middle of December to keep the government open. And it's just not clear that there's any path forward on any of that, no matter who the speaker is, which is part of the reason why it's not a very appealing job.
Let's get into the pros and cons for somebody like Paul Ryan. Sometimes you see a politician, when somebody's trying to nominate him for higher office, there's that false modesty, that false humility when they say no, and then they say yes. I'm not in his brain, but I don't get the impression that this is some sort of false refusal. It doesn't seem like he wants this.
No, it doesn't sound like he does, and there's a bunch of good reasons for that. One is that he's got a couple of young kids, right? So he prefers to spend his time at home and with his family and not doing all of the ceremonial and fundraising responsibilities. The Speaker of the House has a lot of travel, a lot of responsibility. That's issue one. Issue two, when you look at what is on their plate for whoever is the next speaker, it's horrible. There are a bunch of bills that are sort of must-pass pieces of legislation, a pending government shutdown, a pending government default. The conservatives are still going to argue that they prefer a shutdown to a spending bill. It's going to be a fight no matter what you do. And then, of course, if you plan to run for office later, like for president or something like that, you will have made all these enemies because you're forcing through a bunch of bills that the grassroots conservatives say are bad. I don't see how you win.
And Ryan made his name as a policy guy, economic policy, and this is like you're a line manager at a fast food restaurant / yeah. circus ringmaster. Your policy time is limited.
Well, and particularly if you have to negotiate a deal with the conservatives to give up a lot of speakers' authority and give more power to basically a bunch of currently backbenchers, it would be essentially like the ringmaster telling the animals they can go ahead and rule themselves for a while. And you can't, that can't be any fun either.
And Paul, I'm not sure if you're aware, there's some kind of elections coming up next year. How does this whole thing where people are saying, oh, this is chaos among the Republicans in the House, how does this affect presidential race, if at all, races for Congress in 2016, if at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can look at this in a couple different directions. One, it looks good for the Democrats and Obama and Hillary Clinton and the others because they can just point at the Republicans and say, look at the circus. Right? On the other hand, it is energizing Republicans. I mean, the grassroots Republican, conservative Republicans are very agitated, obviously, very energized over this whole thing. There was a, Fire Kevin McCarthy website even that got a lot of attention. I mean, you have Republicans more engaged and involved at the grassroots level in trying to control their party than you have had in a long time, and that might be a good thing. But on the other hand, it's a little hard to manage.
So, Paul, what are you watching for to figure out if and when we're going to have a new Speaker of the House?
Well, the first thing I'm watching for is for the clock to switch over to 5 p.m. Eastern time so I can have a beer and not worry about it for a couple of days. I mean, this has been a sort of a nonstop calamity for now, a couple of weeks, and we're getting kind of tired of it. I think the first question, obviously, the first major question is, does Paul Ryan decide to do this? And if Paul Ryan decides to do this, I think it cleans up a lot of questions for us about whether or not we'll have a speaker. The next problem is, how does Paul Ryan bring everybody to the table to get to the bills we need to get to? And that'll be a very interesting autumn. But I think at this point, the first question is, does Paul Ryan come back on Monday? And keep in mind, Congress is out for a week, so I don't know when this might happen. But at some point, Paul Ryan's going to have to actually nod his head yes or no before we do anything else.
Paul, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Have a good weekend.
You too. That's Paul Singer. He's the Washington correspondent for USA Today, looking at the quest for a new speaker.